Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two 12-year-old boy and more than 150 others hurt in the West Bank on Sunday when a bleacher collapsed during a packed holiday prayer service at a Jewish synagogue. The ultra-Orthodox house of worship was still under construction, and the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says building owners did not have a permit to support the large number of people. Staying in the region, Israeli warplanes continued a series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would continue on. Hamas also continued to attack, launching rockets from civilian areas in Gaza towards civilian areas in Israel. NASA has successfully launched a Black Brant 12 rocket from its Wallops flight facility in Virginia Sunday night. The project is designed to study how energy and momentum are transported between different regions of space that are magnetically connected. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An unnamed man believed to be responsible for two early morning murders at Brother Bryan Park in Birmingham, Alabama, opened fire on four police officers Sunday afternoon, striking all officers. Birmingham police spokesman Rod Malden.
Two were struck by gunfire, which their injuries appear to be not life-threatening at the time. They're expected to make a full recovery.
Police believe the shooting began over a dog. The assailant was fatally shot by officers during the incident.
When officers arrived, they discovered a female laying in the middle of the roadway, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. She was rushed to the hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. We also had an adult male at that location that was found unresponsive on the sidewalk. He was pronounced deceased on the scene.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Groups representing LGBTQIA members of law enforcement will be banned from participating in New York City Pride events, including the annual march held each June, organizers announced Saturday. Heritage of Pride, which organizes the annual event, says their presence would be a threat.
Well, it's definitely not an inclusive message, and, you know, when you try and dissect that message, you know, when you talk about law enforcement, you know, does this just mean the Gay Officers Action League? Because my understanding is that the NYPD is still going to need to be there present to police the event. What about the five elected district attorneys in the city of New York? You know, they're law enforcement. So have they been, you know, uninvited too? You know, has the FBI, has, you know, where, and if this starts here, where does it end? You know, who's next, you know, on the chopping block?
Brian Downey, president of the Gay Officers Action League on Fox News, says the decision to placate some of the activists in our community is shameful. China's space agency gave the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday an extraordinary gift, a rover on Mars. Zhurong is a rover named after the god of fire in ancient Chinese folklore. Chinese officials said it not only demonstrated the country's growing capabilities in space, but also served as a timely reminder of how far the country has come since its founding. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we're having so much fun, trying to get back on track with this vice president, well, actually now president, who learned so well under Barack Obama that, leading from behind is some sort of, brilliant tactic to use. But look at, they continue to perfect and work this. I mean, this is incredible. The Middle East on fire. We're no longer energy independent. Southern border. It's a crisis with thousands of illegals coming into our country. And as I said, it is an effectual art of leading, and ineffectual art of leading from behind. And at a time when we need more people getting back to work, the heartless answer is to keep them at home and give them cake. Well, Dan Perkins is with us right now, the celebrated author and syndicated columnist and host joins us now. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine, thank you. Are you in anywhere? Are you in Florida or California?
I'm on the East Coast, in the free part of the country. People haven't been donning masks all that, all that much like California. I was in California. Oh my gosh, the paranoia was so deep, Dan. Rachel Maddow kind of explained to everybody, or at least was very honest and transparent, that it was going to take her some time, because, to not look at people who weren't wearing masks like as if they were violating her or something. This is the problem. I mean, this was something that has all been created by the left. I mean, this is a monster and this fear factor, and now they're living with it, and now they just have to go through the process because they don't have any brilliant answers as to how to get out of it. You know, Rachel Maddow and everybody else who's going to have to, just calm down, take a breath and go, Dan Perkins is not wearing a mask. I mean, where are the mask Nazis when you need them, right?
Yeah. It's a very keen observation you're making, because if you listen to what she said, you come away with a take that says, when we were forced to wear a mask, I could tell the good guys from the bad guys. The good guys were the people who were wearing the masks. The bad guys, Republicans, right. Trumpers, were the people who didn't wear a mask. And now people are not wearing masks, and she can't tell them apart. It's kind of like the slur against the black. They all look the same.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, perfect.
So it created a real problem for the left. Mm-hmm.
She has to rewire herself now.
Yes, as most of the MSNBC and CNN on-air personalities have to rewire themselves. What's interesting... what's going on, which is you pointed out just briefly, is that we've got a situation where they started down this path, but as you were correct, they didn't have an end game when they started. Mm-hmm. And it's become becoming more and more obvious, at least to some people.
The immediate end game, or at least halftime for them, was to take over the White House, and they did. I mean, they create so much fear and so much chaos and additional hatred towards Donald Trump. That's why the commentary that I wrote during that period of time is, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, and clearly it was the mainstream, the overwhelming amount of information that came out of the mainstream media, 90% of which was directly negative, how they squashed word-of-mouth participation. As you know, and I know, having been in this business for a long time, word-of-mouth advertising and promotion is so critical. About a third of people's decisions are made as a result of, you know, anecdotally, people just saying, hey, Dan, I got a great deal. You know, this is, you ought to know about this. And, you know, and, oh, he's such a great guy, and all that got stifled because the cancel culture and the wokists came over and they took over everything. Well, how do you like them now? This is what they've done to our country. And, you know, and they still don't want to talk about the hijacking of this election. And Liz Cheney, of course, went on full display. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? For all the vitriol that you have over Donald Trump, why don't you, for the sake of the American people, over 70 million people who voted for Donald Trump, who still think we got worked, you know, there's no clear answer. The answer from the Democrats is, oh, let's pass H.R. 1 and S. 1, so now we federally control, because you got to bring big government into everything, because they're the answer to all our problems, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. That's well said. It is the American people haven't woken up yet, and I don't mean woke in the sense of woke.
The modern day
haven't
woke,
awakened.
Yeah.
They haven't awakened to the reality that we are rapidly going to socialism and communism as to how the left thinks this country should be governed.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things, we had a very disappointing jobs number, and off the experts are off 750,000 on the count.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7.5 million jobs open at the moment in the country, and if you hear all the stories all the time about companies not finding people to work. What is not being said, and I'm in the process of writing a commentary about this, is that psychologists will tell you the longer a person goes removed from the jobs market, the more difficult it will be for him or her, if the opportunity presents itself, to go back into the market.
Exactly.
They have become dependent. They have been, they have taken the cocaine of government money and sacrificed their life for the money coming from the federal government. I think it's going to be impossible, Bill, I think it'll be impossible for the government to stop the $300 a week supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have, every day you're going to have more and more people who are going to be reluctant to go back to work because they don't need to, because the government is supplying them the money that they need to live on, and in many cases more than what they were making when they were working.
Because it's tax-free.
So the psychologists will tell you that we're losing our workforce because they will have a difficult time assimilating back into the work environment.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true about the school system. Where you've had distance learning over the last year plus, where this is how the children are being educated, there'll be a cultural shock, them going back into a classroom environment and all the disciplines and the things that are required for a classroom. So the shock in the school system is going to be significant. And I fear that we're breeding and growing people who are going to be government dependent for the rest of their life because of what's happened because of the pandemic.
Well, I can tell you, Dan, we've been talking about this from day one. I mean, the brain is a muscle. It needs to be exercised. It is atrophying. And for those people that have just been sitting there for, you know, over a year, in their parents' basement or just sitting at home, and they're making a lot of money because it's all tax-free, the government is rewarding all the bad behavior. And what drives me nuts is when you hear these government officials go, oh, no, we don't see it that way. That's not happening. I go, How disconnected from, I mean, these are people that are leading our country, that are controlling the budgets, that are throwing money out there, and now you've got, you know, in the midst of, you know, this coming inflation that's coming at us at Mach 5 speeds, you've got the president throwing more money at people, you know, because we've got to take care of the kids, and so now they're going to get, they're now going to be paid on a monthly basis, Dan. I don't know if you saw that or not. So
yeah,
we keep throwing more taxpayers' money their direction. We've got more.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or a caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We are. are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan, before we finish up my thought that we were talking about in terms of people's brains atrophying, what's happened, and you also brought up the idea of how the kids are being impacted. This is just disgusting. You know, what has happened to this country? And Donald Trump, I mean, anytime you use Donald Trump's name, some people still are in such resistance that they discredit, they don't want to hear it, they just immediately cancel whatever you say. So I apologize for those that are having to go through that exercise, because you are missing out on information, because they continue to say that Donald Trump lies, you know, even Liz Cheney. And I go, where? What did he lie about? I mean, you just so broad brush, you know, make that statement without any without any backup. And, you know, and all the wokists, they say it with such passion that they can't even, you know, they can't even answer the question. Like, please, Liz Cheney, tell me where he lied, you know, and she still is up, you know, her feathers are all up in an uproar over what happened on January the 6th. And I'm going, wait a minute. We have one day where the American people exercised their civic responsibility and came down to Washington, D.C., just to demonstrate that they were not happy with the way the election ran. Okay? And out of that came this riot. Now it's a riot. It's an insurrection that took place. And then we have to forget and set aside over 100 days in parts of the country, particularly in the West, in Seattle and Portland, where buildings were being burnt down, over, what, $4 billion of damage? And no big whoop. And even you had Black Lives Matter in D.C., you know, trying to burn down, pulling down statues and everything. And what does the mayor there in D.C. do? Oh, let's do a mural right here on the asphalt for Black Lives Matter. Let's reward them and give them some place and notoriety after what they tried to do, and actually burning down a church and all the problems that they were. But you know, according to CNN, it's mostly peaceful. But for the situation that occurred on January the 6th, which I still believe is being used, Dan, because we're not being told properly as to what's going on, the people that were there. I think there's over 400 people that have been arrested now that, you know, that are going through the process. But how many of those? I think almost half of those were just for one offense. There were some that had as many as 18 or over 15 offenses or whatever that they were being charged with. And but, you know, how many of those people, especially half of those that went into the building, went so because the Capitol Police that were there just said, come on in. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that. We only, and after it was all said and done, how many people actually went into the Capitol, Dan? What, a couple of hundred out of a million people that were there?
Yeah. No, I find it amazing, Bill, that we can put the resources of the federal government to identifying the people involved in the, quote, insurrection. But we can't seem to find the people who were doing all the riots in Seattle and Portland and Chicago and Baltimore.
No.
Washington. Can't find them.
And we certainly can't find the people who were participating in rigging the election to begin with. I mean, we got hundreds of thousands of votes going by UPS truck. There's, you know, loss of containment, you know, of custody of the ballots in Arizona that's being proven out and things like this. But, you know, everybody wants to turn their head on and say, well, it didn't happen. You know, all the Liz Cheney types of the world want to deny that this is all very suspicious, you know, what happened. I mean, logic is totally defied, Dan, to think that somebody who operated a presidential campaign out of his basement would win an election and garner some 85 million votes. And many of those votes only had his name, his little mark on it, and as several experts and forensic experts have identified, said this was printed. There's no lines, there's no crease lines, because they were mail-in ballots, right? If you mail-in ballots, that meant it was mailed to you. So it had to be folded in an envelope. There's no evidence of any fold going on in there. But, you know, we can't talk about those things that just say, hey, I just question. You know, help me help me answer it. Instead of putting any money and resources into finding out the truth of what happened, because like we've used the analogy many times here, Dan, that, you know, the FAA is brilliant. Whenever there's a plane crash, boy, they stop, boy, get the investigators there. They're checking, they're reassembling the plane, their black boxes, all that stuff to find out. And the reason they do that, Dan, is so that really, you know, so that they can avoid something like this happening again. Is it mechanical failure? Is it, you know, the pilot's error? Do we need to train? All that stuff is studied, and it's all, you know, takes anywhere from, you know, up to a year to come out with a final conclusion. Here we have something as important and significant to a free America as an election. And what do our brain trusts decide to do? Oh, let's codify all that illegal junk that we got away with, and let's put all our energies and resources into passing H.R. 1 and S.1.
Right, right. And that's basically taking away your freedom of speech, and the government's going to tell you where you're going to vote, and going to tell you how you're going to vote.
Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the new show, is that people are angry, but at the same time being angry, they're afraid to speak out, because anybody who speaks out gets viciously attacked by the by the left. And I, you know, I said to my partner, no, we can't stand for that anymore. So we started a new show called Black and White. And basically, it's trying to get America talking again, talking respectfully and civilly about whatever the issues are. That's not happening in this country. If you have an opinion in it and it's contrary to the left, you are attacked. I told you that, sent you a note yesterday, that we started the show last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Through Friday at 5 o'clock, we got over 300,000 people to sign on to the program.
They're hungry for this,
but by 5:30, Bill, which I didn't mention to you, we were attacked because there were banners put on our emails. Somebody intercepted the emails and put in a banner that a big red banner that this is all lies. Don't listen to them. Don't go to that station. Don't listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. So within 2 days. We obviously ruffled somebody's feathers, and they went after a cyber attack on us. But we've decided we're not stopping. We're not going to be intimidated by the left, who thinks that what we're saying is inappropriate. No, we think what we're saying is very appropriate, and it's important to be able to say to people, I hear you, and I understand your frustration and your fear to really, truly speak your mind. And so two guys are trying to begin the process of changing the rhetoric that's in America, and to try and bring us back to a base of civility where we can talk to each other without insulting each other, so that we can do something positive and progress the humankind.
There has to be, Dan. There has to be that bridge in the middle that brings these disparate parts together. Because even the most radical on the left, I mean, it's really, after a while, you run out of friends. It can be pretty lonely. And, and that's what some of them are realizing. And they're also realizing that there's not a whole lot of depth. Because once the emotion is gone, you know, what's the quality of the conversation? What is the contribution that you're offering to your fellow man here? Now, I get it. You know, some people are so ideologically fixed, they're going to go down with the boat, you know, and God bless you. I wish that wasn't the case. I hope you wise up before then, because the fact of the matter is we need that passion. And people on the right also need to have a passion to resist the resistance. I mean, we've been bombarded for years, ever since Donald Trump was elected. And it's just part of the process. And you cannot grow weary in doing that which is right and good. I would encourage you. And Dan, I appreciate your encouragement as well. Congratulations on the new show. And thank you for being on with us, Dan. How can people be in touch with you?
The show, you can get the show at www.blackandwhite.us. My site, danperkins.guru, also has a link.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two people were killed, including a 12-year-old boy, and more than 150 others hurt in the West Bank on Sunday when a bleacher collapsed during a packed holiday prayer service at a Jewish synagogue. The ultra-Orthodox house of worship was still under construction, and the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says building owners did not have a permit to support the large number of people. Staying in the region, Israeli warplanes continued a series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would continue on. Hamas also continued to attack, launching rockets from civilian areas in Gaza towards civilian areas in Israel. NASA has successfully launched a Black Brant 12 rocket from its Wallops flight facility in Virginia Sunday night. The project is designed to study how energy and momentum are transported between different regions of space that are magnetically connected. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Well, how you doing, America? Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezShow.com. Love to hear from you always. Always excited to get your input. Good, bad, and different, let me know. After all, if we're all agreeing on the same thing and talking about the same thing, one of us is redundant and, as they say, unnecessary. So, look it. We do believe, unlike Prince Harry, we do believe in the First Amendment. We get it. We understand it. Of course, somebody coming from the British Empire, and as a prince, of course, wouldn't understand, because everything is in control, which is amazing. You think about how they were controlled there in the palace with the comms director. You know, they didn't say or do anything. That's what he's used to. That's his worldview. Comes to America, and like everybody has an opinion, everybody has an idea to advance whenever we can have an open conversation, we can advance ourselves intellectually. That's what this is all about, for us to achieve the highest and the best part of ourselves, right? Well, we've got the technocratic expert Patrick Wood joining us once again to talk about this modern god of big tech that is dominating our lives and is going to go to measures that you can't even imagine. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, nice to be on with you.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I told you so, right? I mean, you've been yelling from the top of the roof for decades that this is all coming. And it's just at the right time where technocracy believed that it could just be on full display, come out and be obvious to everybody. Now's the time. Why now, Patrick? Why is it that everything is starting to come to its full revelation.
Well, I'll tell you, the best analogy I can use, Bill, that people can understand is when you're driving down the street and all of a sudden you see a building pop up on the left side of the street and you thought, holy crud, where'd that come from? I drive the street every day. I didn't saw a building there, and there's a building.
Right.
Well, you see it when it's actually under construction, but what people really don't understand naturally is that that building may have taken years to get to where it could actually lay the first piece of wood or steel.
Mm-hmm.
It had to go through permits, it had to go through engineering, it had to go through architecture, financing, etc. All those things are secret things. They're not out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
But when the building starts to go up, everybody goes, oh, look at that building over there. Where'd that come from? So, what a surprise. This is what's happened with technocracy over the last 30 years, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
The planning has been taking place quietly behind the scenes. And all of a sudden, when they had the ability to erect the superstructure, they just threw it up. And here we are today. And everybody's amazed, like, oh, how did this just happen out of the blue? It just all of a sudden appeared. Well, no, it didn't. Not really. Yeah. It's been in the works for decades, and now we're just seeing the fruit of it.
And I love this analogy, the way you've laid it out, and the purposes of technocracy is all about control. I mean, this is what this is all about. I mean, everything that other tech giants have been able to do, how they've softened the underbelly, how they've conditioned us. I mean, they have us ready-made to just follow the rest of the cows to slaughter, don't they?
Well, they do. And, you know, funny that you should use the word or cow. I often use the picture of a feedlot, you know, where you have like 50,000 cattle, you know, they're getting injected, they're getting fed a special scientific ration, and they get moved from pen to pen. It's about control, and it's always been about control. And this is a technocrat mind that was revealed way back in the 1930s, where they viewed mankind as nothing more than one other cog in the wheel, one other resource on planet Earth to be managed, just like the animals of the Earth or just like the resources.
What arrogance. I mean, here it is. They've got all the cows now wearing masks, and as they go through the pen, as you say, they're being inoculated with, with this COVID-19 injection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the picture now. I mean, this is what we've gone through. And, of course, now it's like, okay, do we have a good cow or a bad cow here? Well, has that cow been injected? He's been, okay, that's a good cow. Let him go. Oh, we got a rebel cow. Okay, well, you know, whatever. and let's not even talk about the cows that already had the disease and they're healthy. And, in fact, their antibodies are better than the cows that have been injected, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking Animal Farm here or something. I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly. On one hand, however, I want to say that the mask, the virus, the pandemic and stuff is incidental to the cause of flipping the world into technocracy. The first thing that happened when this whole pandemic started was that the global economic system was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the objective. This was the original objective of this. And who has the power to shut down the global economic system? Well, certainly the Democrats and Republicans don't have that power. The European Union doesn't have that power by itself. Well, this is the power and this is the influence of these technocrats that have been operating on a global stage now for probably 20, 25 years. And they're the ones that are exercising the power over humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And they intend to increase that power, not to decrease it. They want to micromanage every single living thing on Earth, and every inanimate thing, too, I might add. But they're control freaks, Bill.
Right.
Absolute control freaks.
Yeah. This is deeper than the deep state, right? I mean, because when you talk about the deep state here in America, I mean, this is, you know, like a little appendage of these technocrats. But these technocrats that you're talking about, where are they and who are they, Patrick?
Well, I'll tell you, many of them are embedded at the top, at the peak of these giant tech companies today. We see the Jeff Bezos, the Elon Musks of the world, the Eric Schmidts of the world, and so on. But we also see the World Economic Forum, that's headed up, founded and headed up by Klaus Schwab. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me, having studied globalization from the perspective of the Trilateral Commission going back to the early 1970s, they went into hiding. The whole Trilateral Commission crowd went, kind of went underneath the water, if you will, like a submarine for the last 40 years, saying everything that we're talking about is a conspiracy theory. And now that we're, now the plan is being hatched and
now that you can see the building up there, you go, where did that come from? It's like, well, this is like the Trojan horse is already there. The jack in the box has been sprung, right?
Well, that's right. And now the full circle, the World Economic Forum is bringing it full circle, where they are coming out into the open again in control of the whole narrative. That's why you see so much play today on the Great Reset, building back better, you know, completely reimagining the economy and the global system. This is crazy talk. But
Patrick, I want people to hear what you just said, because words matter. And listen to who is using that same vernacular, right? I mean, this comes straight out of the left. This comes from the lips of Joe Biden, the AOCs of the world, all those that are in step with these globalists that are heading the world to a one-world government.
Well, that's right. And I would kind of probably hasten to add or just clarify that the concept of a one-world government is a little bit of a misnomer. Back in when technocracy was originally devised, they were so sure that their economic system would be the end-all of economic systems that there would be no need for a political system at all.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that they could control everything through the economic system of the world, and since they had, quote-unquote, science behind them, they would be perfect in all of their decisions. Well, they're not perfect, obviously, but this animosity towards political structure is with us today. They have no use for it other than the fact that it gets them down the road with their economic model. This is what the World Economic Forum is all about. The Great Reset is not political. The Great Reset is economic. And they feel that they can control the economic system and thereby constrain all of humanity into doing what they want them to do and behave the way they want them to behave. And after all, isn't that kind of what government is all about in the first place?
I'm going to say that to me, you're back to full circle. I mean, even though they may deny it's not political, ultimately it does become part of it, because what you're talking about is you're running countries and managing its resources. And that's part of the political process, isn't it? I'm going to let you explain a little bit more on the other side of the break. We've got more from Patrick Wood after this. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, I don't want you to lose hope because, you know, we're starting to see this, and there is a reason that we're starting, I believe, ultimately, and that is that good will ultimately win over evil. But we've got to be empowered with knowledge, and this is where, as John Whitehead fondly always says to us, that it is knowledge that precedes action. Otherwise, you're going to run around like a bunch of emotional robots, as some people are doing in this country today, sadly, and they're wasting a lot of resources and energy. Patrick Wood continues with us, author and lecturer. He's studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volume 1 and 2. Remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. At the basis of this is economic order, as you were saying, Patrick. I mean, and as you discuss this, I'm thinking, my goodness, there's nothing new under the sun. This is the Tower of Babel all over again, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, you can see technology at the bottom of it too. Technology is unfortunately the thing that deceives today, causing people to overestimate what they're able to do with the whatever it is they're working with. And back with the Tower of Babel, no few people really ever looked at this, but what made the Tower of Babel possible is that they discovered that they could use tar to use and square bricks to build a tower that far exceeded the height of what they had with stones and with mud and, you know, the kind of cement that they'd mix. And so they thought, we can build a tower right up into heaven. There's no limit to how much we can build. And of course, you know, the Tower of Babel ended poorly for them. But the promise and lure of technology today is very similar to what it was back with the Tower of Babel.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's amazing. Even right now, Patrick, you know, we're learning, you know, everything is all about science right now. That's the other thing, too, that's interesting. You know, when you see how everybody wants to talk about science, like they're brilliant, like they're gods. You know, like Anthony Fauci is, you know, he's beyond a czardom now. Now he's a woke god. And not to be questioned whatsoever. You know, he's just as God himself. And it's laughable to listen to what he says and how he contradicts himself and all these other scientists. And then you get the people who follow the science, like the Democrats. Oh, well, you know, suddenly, in like within 48 hours, where we go from being locked down and wearing masks. Now, nobody has to wear a mask. And it's okay, you know, as long as you've been, you know, vaccinated, you're free to go. You know, you're free to travel the country now. And it's incredible. I mean, here we've listened to the scientists from the very beginning, and you and I talked about this. When the science first came out about COVID, the very people that screwed up the whole climate change issue with these radical models, which, you know, according to Al Gore and them, we should be underwater. Well, we're not underwater. You know, these things that they said were going to happen, it's all alarmism. And so now here they are, living another day. They hit the reset button, and Ocasio-Cortez is given place time and again. It's, wait a minute, you know, you say you're so scientifically predicated and driven, but the nature of science is that they're always asking questions. And the reason they keep asking questions, because they know they haven't arrived to the conclusion yet. Is that fair?
It probably is. You know, there's... whatever the narrative is we talk about, whether it be global warming or the virus pandemic, and there will be other things come up. I can just guarantee it. There's going to be other issues that come up like this. It will be huge, but there's only one alternative or one solution ever offered for all of these problems, and that is sustainable development. That's the only thing. That's why the Green New Deal has popped up. That's why the Build Back Better has popped up. There is never another solution. They don't talk about free market economics. They talk about sustainable development. That's the answer, they say. Yeah.
Well, that's like Don Quixote chasing windmills. How is it sustainable? I mean, because we found out in Texas, it was like, they had windmills. They had other, you know, green energy operatives, and then they found out that when they needed it, oh my goodness, you know, we need oil to prime the pump here. We're in trouble.
That's exactly right. This whole thing is built on a stack of lies from the get go, false assumptions, and just flat out lies. And you know, the United Nations can talk about their sustainable development goals all they want, to eliminate poverty in the world and jobs with dignity for everybody. Bill, that is just a load of hooey. And anybody that looks at it with a brain knows it is. It's a false promise. They can't possibly deliver on these things, and yet they say, just trust us. You do what we tell you, and this will happen. It's never happened yet, and it will never happen in the future. And this is what America...
Exactly. Well, Patrick, it's because you've got all these other despots and leaders of these different nations. That's the last... They're not going to give up their power. You know, not willingly. I mean, you know, so the part of the problem that we have with poverty and people starving to death is some of these leaders of the country. I mean, here we are, America, in its bigness of heart and generosity, gives them food and that. And what do? It doesn't get down to the people. You know, they control it. They don't care if 1 million people die, 2 million. What's a couple million people dying there? We didn't need them anyway. And they have this attitude. It's like it comes out of eugenicism, where the eugenicists say, look at the earth. You talk about sustainability. I mean, their perspective, their worldview is the earth is not big enough. It doesn't have the resources to handle the people that live on Mother Earth right now. And so, hey, look at little COVID takes it, it calls the herd a little bit. No big deal. This all works to the greater reason because the earth is finding its own level of capacity, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, the prediction for population reduction has been around ever since the Club of Rome was founded back in the 60s. And they predicted, or they didn't predict, but they forecasted the only way the Earth could survive is with a population of around 500 million people. And, of course, everybody called that crazy talk. Oh, that's just stupid. That's just, you know, senile. Well, here we are. And now we have, you know, everybody is talking about population reduction, whether you're a critic of it or a proponent of it, all over the planet.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that became a narrative real quick, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. And at the core of all this, Patrick, it's like, I'm God and he's not. That's at the core. That's really what this is, the new modern religion that the, you know, Bill Gates and all these others, they know better. And it's all about, you know, this sustainability. Now, I appreciate in part that, you know, from a an aspirational idea and concept, I can appreciate it. But I don't like their conclusion. You know, if we can find a better way to feed people and we can find a way to get some of these despots and leaders out of the way, that we can get the people, you know, get the food to them instead of, you know, like in Venezuela, where, you know, the leadership there has no problem with people eating out of the back of trash trucks. He eats fine. He doesn't have a problem with that. But his citizens are the ones that are suffering, you know, that live in a land that was, you know, so resourceful and so successful, but welcome this new era, which is not really new, but for them new, this deal that they thought they were buying into. They were going to get such a great deal, just like you said, this big lie that they bought into. And, you know, this is what communism does. It's about death. It's not about life.
That's exactly right. And there have been people, scholars, in the last 10 years, who have actually written books about the anti-human nature of sustainable development and all the things that we're talking about right now. It is anti-human in the end of it. It's not just anti-civilization, it's anti-human. And if this is allowed to proceed, there's going to be a huge purging of people on America or on planet Earth, and it's going to be ugly, the ugliest thing we've ever seen in history.
Well, look what's happened in China. Look what's happening to the Uyghurs right now. Like you said, you know the way they see them as a means to their end and their perspective. It's like, okay, we'll harvest their organs, we'll sell their body parts. We got entities here in America. I mean, so let's not look at the Chinese and think, oh, how terrible. I mean, we got Planned Parenthood selling baby parts and getting away with it, and it supposedly is illegal. It's like, what? I mean, we're really messed up. If we cannot get a handle on this, Patrick, I mean, like you said, the devastation and, I mean, the human carnage that is in the horizon for, you know, for us, if we stay this course, Lord have mercy. There's going to, you know, we're going to look back on World War II and the Holocaust and what happened in the first part of the 20th century, where you had so many millions of people dying at the hands of insane despots and leaders and that, you know, we could be, you know, we could look back on that and think that that was just a little speed bump compared to where we're heading.
Exactly. And I have to say, the only hope probably for the world is it's a return to morality, and in particular, I will say biblical morality, but morality of any sort at this point will hold some of these things in check and hold people in check. But because of immorality, all of these things are seen in every nation on earth because that's where the humans live. And
exactly.
Everywhere.
Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, there's only one morality. People want to, like, you know, they come up, well, that's your version of the truth. No, it's either the truth or it's not. There's no version. There's only one truth. Like, there is only one morality. And that is the morality that comes from the creator of heaven and earth himself. And if we don't get back in line with that, then, you know, heaven help us. And, you know, I just hope, and I just think, you know, the people that are going to be around to experience that for themselves is going to be incredible. Patrick Wood, thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever